IPO, IPO is when a companies on the NSE wanna look for income to grow their stock, to grow their company. Ni pesa hawana. Tunadai pesa fulani, tunadai hii, like 10 million ya kufanya hivi na hivi. Tutaitoa wapi? Let's go to launch IPO kwa NSE. Kwa IPO na nyinyi mnakuwa listed. Ubas ilikuwa listed the other day. Akina Big Sean, akina nani wakanunua mastock zingine ya Kikai.
Bana.
Wakakafunga bihora sana na madividends na manini. Na bado hawa sio jauza hizo mashares. Jo hapo hivyo na make do. So ni a source of income for company. Then wao mkishapa pa hiyo 10 million. Wao wanatumia hiyo 10 million to make products. Wanauza, wana make profit, wanawalipa dividends na wanawarudishia pia. Na unaweza uza hiyo share yako kwa msemo mwingine tu. The more profitable your company inakuwa, the more hiyo share price inapanda. Sindio? The more profitable iko, share price inapanda juu. Wako like, ayayaya, kwa nini wasi walirukia safari kwa mio design? Walifika hivyo kwa wana, safari kwa inakatenga, inakafunga, washaka nunoka ma shares. Sa hizi, share yake kali kwa mebuy two bob. Bro, sasa hata tuseme imegrow hadi tuseme kitu 14 ame make profit ya 12 kutoka tu kwa sindio?
Hiyo ni share alinunua,
hiyo ni per share. Na sasa you will never buy one share,
obviously
zinaweka go in bunches kama mandizi.
So unanunua like a 10,000 probably 7,000
hizi bunch ya shares inauzwa hivi. Bora, na hii bunch inauzwa hivi. Ndio maana uwezi anza kutrade na tao.
Haya ndio maana ugana. Ile kwanza tao tatu. Kuna
10k ama uwe kwa 10k ndio uko 50. Tao tatu, tao tatu.
Haya hapa na haya tao tatu ni
mtu. Tao tatu ni bunch moja. Unaona? Lakini ni better ukue na bunch moja, mbili, tatu. Ndio. Na ukue na tao moja bado kwa account yako. Unaona? Ju hiki kamwaga hiki kufiti. Hiki kamwaga hizi mbili ziko tupo live. Unaona?
Tulio kwanza. Kwa
IPO, wakisha get do, wewe ukisema buy shares kwao, umewapatia do. Sasa wewe ni ka board of governor. Lakini, kuna board of governors different. Kuna wale board of governors wako na say, na kuna wale public, bro. Hii hamwezi sema nothing kwa hiyo company. Like the day to day, hiyo company, you have no say.
Okay, hold on. Tumeanzia topic na tutaji introduce. So, thank you so much manze, ilikuwa so engaging kwa watu kwa road. Tukua tu tufanye hivi. So, thank you so much Mashcasters to join leo. Today tutaongea Kizungu na Kiswahili at the same time.
Yeah.
So, acha introduce our guest.
Say what you Mash manze, mimi naitwa Jimmy or James or the Immortal. Yeyote bana, hata kwa podcast yangu, you can find me at The First Immortals, man. Today we're talking about investing.
Investing, very, very
young niggas out here, we have to be investors, man. Yeah. There's one thing I've learned right now. You have to have multiple sources of income.
Exactly.
There's no way you're going to survive na job.
Hakuna.
There's no way you're going to survive na ka kiosk kako pale tu kamoja.
Haitawai.
Hata si franchise kiosk. Hata kazi mijengo na mangunia. Kuwa na kiosku zako kaa rati.
Exactly.
Different
yeah.
Places, selling the same thing.
Jo, I have an idea. Kuna mse, si an idea. I have a guy mwenye. I'm a venture into car wash. Ako na car wash.
Exactly.
And he's an MP. So what he's done, kwa kila county, ako na car wash.
Car wash yake.
So in a month he has over 15 car wash around central region.
Franchise, bro.
No. So kwa kila car wash unapata inamletea karibu, okay, zote in general zikikombainiwa they make him over a million a month.
This not that one.
No. So toa
ni ofiti sana.
Iko poa sana. A million kwa hizo car wash zote.
Every month in 12 months you have 12 million.
Ni pesa ma revenue. Story na maji, steamer na token probably. Na employees.
Employees wajua wao wanawakila wajua ni commission or
yeah.
Somehow. No,
yeah, obviously commission.
You wash that car, you get this money and this other money goes to you.
Yeah.
That's the same thing Java did at cafe. Our same franchise.
It's not Big even square
about,
pier.
It's not about one place. It's about having one thing. Very many places, manze.
It is
like everybody knows Java doing it. Then when the biz flani, Java's doing it. na wende zingine. Java ndio ile. Na nimeona at cafe has been bringing Java vibaya sana. Everywhere you see a Java store, there's an art cafe around there. This guy is of a kuja marketing strategy ya attack.
Ingine ni big square. Jiziko kila kuna yaki we. What they did was, the owner of Big Square amerentisha jina ya Big Square. So venye huyu mwindi anafanya, yeye amechukua hiyo jina. So akienda kwa petrol station yoyote, ana tengeneza restaurant anaita Big Square.
Yeah.
So the owner of Big Square is anapata revenue kwa sababu ya jina.
Can I shock you?
Yeah.
Can I shock you right now? I used to work at Java. Kule go down. And what we used to do, we had orders from Big Square. Big Square wananga bakery zao.
Awananga.
Unaona? Tuko na orders ya Big Square, tuko na order ya Java, tuko na order ya Air Kenya Airways, si ndio?
Mm-hmm.
So Big Square yes wanachukua tender na contract from Java to supply them with pastries.
Mm.
Unaona?
Exactly.
They have everything else for themselves. Pastries ndio wa?
Awana.
Eh? But yoni, it's a whole business, nona. It's a business environment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a business environment where we are in the same industry, so we help each other. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But don't forget, we are still competitors. Yeah? So we were talking about investing, like how investments happen. By the way, if you're out there and you want to learn about investment, anguka huko hivyo NAC on Wednesdays.
Yes,
for classes. Those exactly. People just teach you anything, man. Only on Wednesdays. I hope they still do it because last time I was there, it was like 3 months ago. But ilikuwa na journey kitu wanayo, wana go on
about.
And for you to start investing, you cannot invest with your bank account.
You have
to open something called a CDC.
CDC account.
CDC account. And you have to be like, what we say, if you're going to invest in something you know.
Yeah.
Hmm? Invest in a company unajua bana. Sisi tuko hapa hivi man.
Yeah.
Kwa podcast pale. Tunaongelea kuhusu investment bana.
Yeah.
Alafu
ndio naingia hapa mta.
So maji. Kuwa na invest in something. Nilikuwa na mbona a grown ass dude mwenye ni anafanya invest. But this man, that's all he does. He doesn't go to work. Okay, I cannot do shops. I'm a generalist. What do we say? Don't have one source of income, multiple sources of income.
Uh-huh.
But his main job, anakuwa investor. But what he used to tell me ni, alikuwa ningeanga kwa supermarket. Eh? Ana si ati anaenda kubai shit. Anaenda kuangalia ni nini imewekwa kwa shelf hizi za mbele. Ni nini inanunuliwa sana?
Uh-huh.
Okay, tuseme ni soap, si ndio? Lakini soap ni type ngapi?
More than 10 million.
Yeah. Wanda, you know. Kuna geisha siji, deto siji nini? Kachini hapo jiulize. Watu wanabai nini sana sana? Soap gani?
Na mbona?
Na kwa nini? Eh? Don't just invest in soap. Eh? Kuna companies, kuna shop. General shop. Kwa nini watu na kuja kwa hii shop?
Specific na si ile.
Why? There has to be something these people are doing. These are the people are not doing. So hapo hivyo ni poneka mindset yako kuinvest. Eh? Si kukam kuput your money ati unajua ni aje inadai kuinvest in general shop. Unakuja una invest zote.
You're losing your money for that. All right, it doesn't make sense, yani.
Picky and choosy. In this world, you have to be picky and choosy, man.
And ask the hard questions.
You have to have good taste. Eh? Ask yourself questions. It is even simple. What do you use every day?
Exactly.
And you have to use it.
You have to.
One way or another, the other, come on. Safaricom. Everybody has to use Safaricom.
Yeah.
I mean has. Hata kama kuna Airtel.
Lazima atakuwa tu na Safaricom mahali.
Has to use Safaricom. Kuna Airtel, kuna nini telco. Every industry has different branches, but don't invest in an industry. Invest in a company in that industry.
Yes.
You see, that's how you make your money. Yeah. Eh? best kind of investment in a long term investment.
Exactly. Long term investment.
Short term investment is less than you big profits ASAP. But that one is a very volatile. You can lose your money very easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Patience no poor. I can let do yako mahali. Next month.
Patient
next month, share price yanguke. But only buy in a 3 box. So easily one. Pussy tense.
Yeah,
and exactly. These things happen.
They happen. Like
everybody at a ukitokia job, unajua leo nitauza. Then unauza leo unauza for so. Kesho
unauza kitu. Yengi siku nyingine unauza 20 bob.
Leo unauza ta 5. Eh? Hiyo siku nyingine ta 2. Hiyo siku nyingine ta 2. Naona? Zakoga zina change in somehow.
Yeah.
So the same thing happens to a company even when you're investing into it. So today might be share price of 3 bob. Tomorrow it is a 1.5.
The other day.
The other day, it is a shoot up. Had it get to 20 bob. You know how much money you've made? Now imagine sasa ujo ilianguka hadi 1.5. Ukoona ineza anguka more than that. Ukauzi kiwa 1.5. You've already lost money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because bob, you bought it at 3 bob. Ika anguka, ukateveva.
So what this is telling us, lazima tukue patience, persistent, and we watch our pride. Most importantly, watch our pride, because we're still humans.
Exactly, we're still humans, and something else, don't trust everything the executive are saying.
Exactly, that was the point I was going after.
Do not trust everything the executives of a company are saying, go to their books yourself.
Yeah, check the books.
Because he might say this, but the books say
different. Otherwise. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to a point where we call it the intrinsic value of a company.
Which
the
in other words...
intrinsic value is the real value.
Yeah.
The real value of the company, not the value they are telling you it is.
Yeah.
You know? Because they might be telling us, yetu iko hivi, inacheza hivi. But unajua hao wakikuja kusema hivyo, what they are looking for.
They're looking for investors. In fact, it's a form of advertisement.
Yeah, they're looking for you. They are trying to butter you up in the way we were paid bills.
Yeah.
So before you give them your money, go make sure you confirm exactly what they say. So you see, you made this kind of money last year. Let me go check your books. See, this is public information. And any IPO company has to release their papers.
Exactly.
Go check. Oh, so listen, money hivi. And hivi walai. Namnadai kufanya hivi. And this is the account of money you're going to make. And how are you going to do this? Process A. Okay. Break it down. But don't just invest in a company. Just because... it is well known.
Yeah. Very important. Scan your part. Rudia tena your part.
Don't invest in a company just because it is well known.
Yeah.
Atiju ni geisha. Geisha. Geisha ikose do aje.
No.
Na imeku area. Hizi. Lazima tuwekelea do. Mwekelea do. Lakini hii, kumbe, yo time yao, ni topo. Deto kumbe wamekuja na prices zingine na mechanical na technology zingine ya kumake their products much better.
Hakulipa tax.
Ina overdue ni.
No.
Oh, yeah, some internal affairs kama hizo. Eh?
Unapata menengai imeendo. Anyway.
Menengai unapata inauzwa more than a geisha baso.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm just using it as an example.
Yeah. We're not criticizing anything.
We're not saying geisha is like that or menengai. We're just saying it's an example. Eh? So... yeah, lawyers were geisha. We are so sorry, don't come for us.
Yeah, we're just talking, we're just giving ideas.
Yeah, we're just examples. Learning. We're just learning now for a week. You know, not the car fuel prices in a panda and a 3 bob. Ulaski and Bogimbe, let them go, recash it. 4 bob, 5 bob. The same thing happens in the stock market. Kitu in a panda and a 3 bob, even in a kumekia a lot of money. Juu ikipanda mafuta ikipanda na 4 bob wase wenye wako na petroleum industry.
Yeah.
Waoni kwa kota wanaokota.
I feel.
Wow, hizo ni ku. Rake it up. Rake the money, man. Raking that money up. lakini nyinyi ni kulia mnalia kwa sababu unajua yuko baba anashikanisha na a group of like 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
And that's just a minimal amount. Tumeileta for a minimal basics ya learning. But in truth, in the market itself, it's millions and millions and millions
of dollars. We're speaking dollars. Dollars.
The one utaona for business news utaona hapa hivyo ati the nickel. Oh Jesus, do you know about those things by there? It's like trading indexes. Kina S&P 500.
Yeah, ni Nasdaq.
The Nasdaq.
Nasdaq's just here.
Nasdaq nayo ni na huko bado. Hizi ni ma trading index. S&P 500 inachukua 500 top most companies in the USA. Mm-hmm. Eh? Then ina calculate nini their share price yao. Inatengeneza index from those 500.
Wow.
Sasa hizo 500 zina level all these other companies in the like every company ina figure na hiyo index. Naona? The first 500 company is S&P 500. Nasdaq ina deal more na technology tech companies na everything na nini. But their indexes bro ni kama venye unasema gaje. Okay. Kwa nini everything inakuwa measured na dollars?
Kwa nini everything
currency za wasi wengi? Like unasema anga ati $1 ni 110 shillings in Kenya. Siko sababu kwa nini atusemaji 1 pound ama 1 dinar? Na dinar ni bigger. Why don't we use these other currencies? Mostly utasikia wasio kutumia dollar.
US dollar, yeah, exactly.
Kwa sababu hiyo ni kaa index, ni average. Ni weighing scale.
But, you're stuck going into detail, there's something that happened hapo katikati, ndio maana US dollar ikabakia kuwa the thing itself, you know.
It's like a trading index, inakoga right in the middle.
Yeah.
Haiku huko juu, haiku huko chini. So, hapa hivi, hapa ni po average. So, tutapima zote na hii. Tupime hizi ziko chini, na tupime hizi ziko juu. Unaona? Hii iko na 300 and something nini per dollar. Na hii ni 300 and something per dollar. Unaona? Mwache hiki.
Mm-hmm.
It's an index. The same way na S&P 500, the Nasdaq, the Nikkei. Nikkei kwanza ni ya Asia. Asian markets.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Hizo indexes. Zineza kaa complex na nini. You don't even have to know how they did that calculation. All you have to know is the number they came up
with. Yeah, that's the number. The numbers matter.
That number kisha get, this is the trading index. Sasa. Hapa lipo imefika. Ni 2.999 something. Aye. Now, scale up hizi market zote na nini.
It makes sense, Ju. In Kenya, once you're importing coffee or tea abroad, in whichever country, maybe US, whatever, Ukraine and whatever, we convert our money into dollars when we are selling.
Mm.
And the same thing happens when we are buying. So that tells you exactly what you just said.
And we sell.
And the same.
Na hata ukikuja kwa forex, utapata, you're buying a dollar at 110, then they're selling the same dollar to you at 112.
Yeah.
Same dollar.
You see?
But it's the forex banner. What did you guys? Yeah, it's a volatile market, and now the way the president in Kenya right now, his honorable Mr. Dr.
William Samoei Ruto.
By the way, this thing about our country has become so much a subsidies country.
Uh-huh.
That's BS.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to use, excuse my language. Yeah, that's BS. If alikona sema. Development fund ya Kenya ni 280 billion, sindio?
Yep.
But subsidies tulikuwa tunapewa ya 144.
Mm-hmm.
So how much money are you left to develop the country with? People yes, might complain juu alitoa subsidies ya mafuta,
uh-huh.
Subsidies ya nini. But it wasn't his choice also. The IMF in itself, the IMF yenye ilikuwa imetupea ma loans for days.
Mm-hmm.
Ilikuwa imesema by the way now itafika mahali hii historia ya kupea subsidies ya mafuta muache. Do that way, you're just making your money useless.
Yeah, and once you look at the Kenyan shillings in Africa, we are ranked somewhere. We are just somewhere.
And wait until the production, when the president is saying,
mm-hmm.
We become a producing country. Production ipande kwa Kenya.
Uh-huh.
Eh?
Yeah.
The amount of money itakuwa kwa stock markets, bro.
Wow. Yeah.
Eh?
Yes.
kwasababu there's a lot of products. These companies are selling a lot of cereal board inauza kuuza. Eh, juma meizi meja.
Yeah, mbaya sana.
Cereal board iko pale hivyo ni sell. That's money they are making.
That's why I think
that money they are making, mm-hmm. if you had bought shares when the company was down.
Yeah. Mm? Right now you'll be a millionaire.
And so when it starts making big sales,
you'll be a
that profit. Billionaire. Eh? That profit, yao, you have a share. That profit.
And that share is something.
Is something significant, my friend. Even when you decide to sell that shares, those shares, instead of getting dividends, you know that there are only two sources of income.
Yeah.
You see. It's either you sell the shares,
or you get
buy
dividends.
And sell the shares, or you just wait for dividends.
Yeah, but most people don't really wait for the dividends.
Most
they
don't
usually
when,
rush.
When you're a small-time investor.
Yeah, exactly. When you don't have really patience, you know.
Assisting big time investors in why on
it take risk
on a kelly like 500 million
on that note if you're keen, similar cases happens to betting companies. You see the guys that invest in SportPesa, you know, all those, these guys are serious risk takers. They miko mesha yangu sijaona msiota na betting in a sports akona roho renyepesi, naona. This guy anaweza funga match ya kelele like 30,000.
Yeah. But unajua kwa nini? It's kwa sababu he believes in that team.
Yeah, he does. Similar case should happen in investment.
You should believe in your company. This is a company. Uh-huh. This company is gonna make me money.
But we are lost in between wakati kifika story na investment. Mostly kwa forex,
we call
stock market.
In the investment company. We call those bettors and those what bettors, what pensa people, international investors.
Man, because this guy is, whoa.
It might lose you money, but I don't think, you know, there's a difference between sport bettors, pensa betting and the NSC.
Yeah, there's a huge difference. Yeah,
there's a huge difference. Because in the sport pensa, there are very many variables you don't know.
Uh-huh.
About this team, about the players in that team, about whether they're going to win or not.
Mm-hmm.
At a uku kona starts, bro, you can never be more than 70% sure.
Yeah, you can never be.
Like you can never.
You will never.
You can.
You can?
Yeah, you have papers, you have documentation of profits from the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. For this company. They may make profit consistently for the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
You're pretty sure. Yeah?
Yeah.
In the last, like, no, 2, 4, 5 years. But they ain't going to make profit.
Hey, itakuwa.
The only variable you don't know is the external forces. You know, external forces in the market. Those ones you can't predict. Come a COVID.
You can't.
Can you predict it? Iyo ikikam imekam.
Yeah, kwanza.
Kwa ni lazima kwe rada. Ukiona shit kama yu ikikam. I'ma advise you all niggas, man. Ukiona there's an external force that is pushing your company down. Send your share.
Like ASAP.
Sell your shares, man. When it comes to external forces, you can't do nothing. But not internal forces. Those ones that include the government. Yeah? Government being imposed on that company. They include the CEO, mm-hmm. the manager, the board of governors, what how they're doing their things. You see,
mm-hmm.
it includes a lot. Like any of those things, they can't manage. They can only manage the internal forces. Same in any company, flani. All of a sudden, you could be come to Nangori, akuna steamer. Like, they need electricity to produce their nini. That is something they can solve.
Yeah, they can. Eh? Exactly. Yeah, I think.
That is something
they
can
solve.
Sit down, they call, like, you know, gee, we can do generators, eh? Production in the
lab. Yeah.
We can do this and this. We can direct this power to these places so that this can happen.
Yeah. Eh?
Those are internal problems. But external forces, zile zinakuja from nowhere, like natural causes, easy. Even the big best of the CEOs cannot predict an external cause.
No, they can't. And on that note, I would like to shout out to an app and a website that I've been using for a while. It's called StormGain. StormGain is an application or a website where you can, you know, you can mine cryptocurrency. And whichever way you can also use the same cryptocurrency to invest in the same StormGain. And it is really working for me because I mine my cryptocurrency every single day. Every 4 hours, I do mine. And also I have another one. It's called Satoshi Mining Up.
Thank you, my brother.
Which is also good. He's also going to explain.
For saying cryptocurrency and not Bitcoin.
Yes.
Because niggas think Bitcoin
is cryptocurrency.
It's just, there are very many cryptocurrencies.
There are many, many, many. So we have a million.
Right now, we even have something called the blockchain technology.
You see?
Where
block, umesema blockchain.
Blockchain.
Blockchain. Blockchain, the blockchain technology.
Where when you buy this cryptocurrency, let's say Ethereum. Uh-huh. Ethereum is the one I know that has blockchain tech. When you buy Ethereum cars, Mia. Mm-hmm. But when you buy Ethereum Mia, it's like you're given a... It's like you're given a title deed or a seat of ownership. Like these 100 ones are mine. And the same concept they're using to sell you NFTs.
Yeah, I think it makes
the
sense.
The same technology they're using kukuzia vitu zinaitwa NFTs.
Yeah, NFTs.
Picture, I can have the same picture. Yeah? But you have the original one.
Yeah.
You see, I can screenshot that photo and have it on my phone. But you have the original copy. And you have the title deed to that original copy to the blockchain technology. And yes, I'm talking about blockchain technology because I'm an IT expert. I know about technology and how it has grown. Yeah. We are talking about Web 3 right now. Yeah. Web 2 is all these mobile phones and everything. Uh-huh. But Web 3 is going to change and revolutionize this country.
Everything. Everything.
Actually, not this country only. Everything will change.
So that tells you Elon Musk was always right. Like he knows what he's doing, yeah, in short.
Elon Musk knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what.
I can't say he's always right.
Okay, I can't say he's always right.
All I can say, he knows a lot.
He's taken his time to study. He's taken his time to research stuff.
I think he's an information sponge.
Yeah, that's why he just uses one tweet to...
He fucked people on Twitter by the... He was about to buy Twitter.
I don't know what happened with Twitter.
The thing is, we were waiting... When he went to analyze the Twitter, you know these people, exactly. You have given the best example of the best kind of investor. Uh-huh. Elon Musk wanted to buy Twitter for more than it's worth.
Exactly.
Eh? Because he has seen what Twitter can do. Uh-huh. Eh? And what Twitter can take with very many people. And it's like this freedom of information and freedom of expression when it comes to Twitter.
Yeah, people are not biased to talk about stuff.
Nigga, you can say anything.
And it's okay, since we are humans, you know.
It's your opinion.
Yeah.
But...
The only thing is, when he went to analyze, before
you buy a car, you have to get that car inspected, right?
Obvious.
You have to get that car inspected before you get that money and give them to the other person. Because if you buy a car and you haven't inspected it, utatoka nayo hapa hivi yende yangushe engine pale.
Yep.
Makes sense. when Elon Musk sent his people to invest, to inspect, walipata ghost accounts.
Serious?
Very many. And I can attest to the fact that I am part of those ghost accounts. I have a few. Yeah? So, the numbers that Twitter were giving him, the numbers that we have these kinds of subscription, mm-hmm. we have all these people. He was like, you know what? A quarter of those people are not people.
They're just ghosts. So watu wa KOT probably nyote ni ghosts.
Hapa hivi nipo tutakurudi kwa intrinsic value.
Turudi hapo. Very important.
Very fast. Okay, aliambiwa we have like 10 billion, sindio? Subscribers. Uh-huh. Akapata kumbe mko na 7.
The rest are just...
Lakini angeuziwa hiyo company na price ya 10 billion. So ameibua 3 billion clean. Subscribers.
With the idea of you got more subscribers.
We got subscribers. I go like, nah, you don't got 10, you got 7.
7.
Where are the 3? So I have to remove pesa. Kutoka zenye niliwaambia, ya hawa watatu wenye mlikome ni chocha. Because the true intrinsic value of this company is only 7.
So what the company did depreciated in value.
But they were trying to buff up themselves, the CEOs, the executives. They were telling you we have 10 billion.
Wow. This teaches us a lot, Yanni. In reality, if you are keen
don't
to...
Don't trust everything everybody says. The one person who has, whoever helped me told me, expect anything from anybody and you will never be surprised.
You will never, ever.
Anything from anybody. And you will never be surprised. Because shock ndio inafanyanga mess up.
Yep.
Something ni kitu yenye unaweza handle, lakini uko ni expect this nigga can do me like that.
Yeah.
No, no. So you are there thinking about how can this nigga do me like that? Instead you think about how do I get myself out of this shit.
And that brings us to another topic. We're still on the investment. So we are still on the topic on investment. So
not just investment for young niggas.
Yeah, for
young niños, man. If you're out there and you're a young dude, if you make 4,000, make sure you invest too.
Yeah. That brings me to another, you know, another subtopic about the mind. Cause in investment you still need to learn about you need to program your mind to take different emotions while investing. So
and how do you do that?
So I'm back at the topic of I'm back to say something Kanye West said after he accepted Jesus. He said he competes with the, you remember the quote he uses randomly for lack of a better word, that he is his only competition. So what he did, he created a mentality in his brain that whatever he's going to do, no, whether people are going to like it or not, he's going to do it because he's feeling comfortable with it and because he has invested.
Actually, it's like this. I'm going to do what I'm going to do until you follow me.
Exactly. He just...
I'm not going to follow nobody.
He's not going to follow anybody.
I'm going to do my shit, but trust me, you're going to follow me.
That's why most people hate Yeezys, but still wear Yeezys.
Yeezys are everywhere, man. And he didn't even design that.
He didn't even design it.
For him. Yeah. Then he was like, you know what? I'm going to sell this shit.
So it's weird how we try to humiliate, discriminate something or someone, yet we still find the time to, you know.
Abushed me with the same question. How?
How are we going to work on it?
How? What was the question? What have you said first? You said, How do you program your mind?
Oh, how do you? Yeah.
To be an investor.
How do you program your mind to be an investor?
Do you know how do you program anything? How do you program a machine? You put it, you give it inputs. Inputs, isn't it? You give it a routine.
Yes.
How do you program your mind? Routine. Do something every day. Even make losses, bro.
Constantly repeating stuff.
Make even losses a usual thing. Even when you're making losses, make sure you're learning something.
Yeah. Not just losing and walking away.
Not losing and getting pissed and kicking buckets.
Learn.
No.
So that comes to another topic, discipline. Investment discipline. Or the other way around.
Yeah. Very, very different discipline. If you say, I invest this kind of money every week, make sure you do that every week.
Every week. If you're going to do podcast about anything every week, make it every
consistency.
Week. Consistency is the power to
anything.
Opening up doors.
Na growth.
Na growth. Because whatever you tell your mind, funny thing, we usually talk about the power of the mouth. But in reality, what you think in your mind is what you speak out.
Anything that you can see, anything that you have created, was created twice.
Exactly.
First in your head, then physically.
Physically. And that's the power of meditation and, you know, whatever people talk about.
The power of the mind, you know, the mind is so powerful, more powerful than you, and it is your mind.
Yeah. But you can change that. Don't let the mind control you. Control the mind. So learn the skill.
Why do we say you're your own worst enemy?
Because you can build. You can either build yourself or destroy yourself.
And you are usually the first person to tell yourself, I can't.
I can't. Then when you're successful, man, I can't. Man, I did this. You know.
You're the first person to tell yourself you can't, Barra. So, and you're not even tried.
You've not done anything. You've not.
You don't even tried, and you're only telling yourself you can't.
See?
That's some stupid shit.
So back to investment. We need to have the final remarks now. So how do we deal with with the process of investment?
Easy. Start and expect to make losses at some point.
Oh, I hope you've heard that.
Start and expect to make a loss or losses at some point.
Yeah.
Don't just expect to win.
Yeah.
Premeditate. Ione before you come. When you're investing, don't just think, I'm going to go to an investment company
and I'm
pick a
invest,
few companies,
yeah,
invest and I'm going to be rich. Nah, man, nobody ever did that.
The same case as success.
Nobody ever did that. The best investor in the world is worth $84 billion. And this guy has been investing for a while. He had a textile company at the beginning. He invested in textile when there was a war. He used to make military boots.
Mm-hmm.
Military boots. So he was making a ton of money.
A lot.
In it was Hampshire Investment.
It's a British one.
Nah, he's an American dude.
Ah.
An old dude. Eh? He's one of the top 10 most richest men on earth. I think he's actually number 4 or 5. He's called... Damn, what is his name? An old dude, man. He only has one car. One house.
Buffett. So is it Buffett?
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Thank you very much. I had to figure out the guy because there's a quote about buying a car.
I was seeing him in my mind, but the name was not coming, man. Warren Buffett is the most genius person I've seen so far.
You talk about Elon Musk. Not Elon Musk. You talk about Einstein. Business wise, that guy is
him. Weird. And Peter Lynch.
And Peter Lynch, yeah.
Him and Peter Lynch, those people are geniuses, man, in their own field. In Kenya, go look for somebody called... Okay, first of all, if you're all out there, let me just use your platform to advertise.
No problem.
One of my people.
No problem.
Yo, go look for Noble Capital, invest in Africa, man. Invest in Africa, Noble Capital.
Noble
Capital.
Kaya
Moshiri. My uncle out there, man, be doing the most.
Yeah, and we'll be bringing him in the show one of these days.
Him and the guy who gave us two rivers. Not.
Not the one that we know about.
Not the one you know. The one who was behind the scene.
The one who, you know, the one who created the mega structure.
The one who had the money. You know, everybody knows about CK. CK was the G. And even CK himself talks about this guy with very high remarks. He's called James Moria.
A very young man.
The CEO of Centum Group. He was the youngest CEO ever in Kenya. But this guy is a genius also in the investment.
Mm-hmm.
Met him once. Alinisalimia even nikasikia mashida zangu ni kazi meisha, man. Man, kazi me die. The weird thing is we were at a barrio, you see.
Yeah.
But meeting him, I was such a geek and a group insane. It's like meeting Jay-Z
Man.
What do you do, guys?
Yeah, and our dream. Funny thing,
yeah.
Our dream, Mash Casting, dream, number one dream is to meet Kanye. Just to talk about, you know, investment, business-wise, and another thing. I know we are going to make it. We are going places.
But do you know what Kanye is going to tell you?
Yeah, he's going to
tell you. You ain't got the answers! You ain't got the answers!
but it will be a try.
Yeah, it will be good. I would like to meet Kanye.
I would. Say.
But me, Warren Buffett is one of the people I would like to meet, and Jay-Z. James Moria, go look for him. And please,
could you kind of repeat what he does? Yeah,
for... He's an investor.
Uh-huh.
He is the CEO of Centum Group.
Centum Group, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Centum is just not only one company, it has many subsidiaries.
Uh-huh.
Nabo Capital is a subsidiary of Centum Group.
Uh-huh. Nabo Capital.
Nabo Capital. N-A-B-O. Nabo Capital Investment Group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? And they are on YouTube.
Nabo, go search.
Invest in Africa. Listen to that man.
Uh-huh.
Mm? Listen to that man and he will change your life.
He will.
Mm?
100%.
Nobody's going to give you handouts.
There's no one will.
But they can guide you on how to get
how to get here, exactly.
Mm?
And
they
also
will show you this is the way, my friend.
Shout out to another company, since we are also doing shout out to companies that, you know, probably we ourselves are investing in them or have started investing or are learning.
And they are doing the most.
They are doing the most. So there's a company that I'm learning and also investing with. It's called Scope Market Kenya. It's a very good company. You can go look for their portfolio online.
Check them out
because you never know.
Never know, man.
They're giving you also an agent, also a broker to work with you. So it's a win-win scenario for you. You see?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Invest. And when you're done investing,
invest some more. Now, as you're winding up, let's talk about investing in real estate. Just a few words, because this topic, the topic is a really huge topic. But you want to give
right
a preview
now.
About it.
The only thing I'm gonna say right now, statistics says, 9 out of 10 millionaires.
Uh-huh.
They are in real estate.
Exactly. There you have it. 9 out of 10 millionaires.
They are in real estate. Everybody's just making concrete forest out here. They're selling shambas.
Shrubby areas look like multi-billionaire residents.
You can never make losses with investing with real estate. You can't make losses with real estate, man.
You will never.
You'll make loss. You do know how people lose their money in a very weird way. Saving is a bad thing.
Saving, yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry to say this.
No, saving
is a bad thing.
It is called saving.
The saving culture is something we have been pushed to and pushed and pushed and told to save. Can I tell you what is fucking you up on your saving? Something we call the inflation rate.
Exactly, inflation.
Bro, you have, let's say you have a million right now.
Uh-huh.
And that piece of shamba there, they're selling it for 1 million today.
Uh-huh.
But you decide, nah, fam, let me just take my money and keep it in my bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to use it for something else maybe the other day. Tomorrow you come to the same shamba, bro. The same shamba is costing 1.2.
Huh? It's already appreciated.
So, is that million of yours going to help you here now?
It's not. It will never, though.
Hmm? Inflation rate is fucking people very slowly.
Without
very
people
steadily.
Knowing. And in the background, that's the joy of the banks.
The only money you're supposed to be saving is money you're supposed to be using.
Yeah. Yeah.
The day-to-day kind of money.
Exactly.
But every other kind of cash una, any other one. Send it to investment.
So in short, what you're trying to say,
if you're going to lose your money, better lose it when it's doing something new.
Exactly.
But if you're going to lose your money anyway, man,
just invest.
Invest. What are you talking about? If you're going to lose your money anyway,
just invest. And don't buy liabilities, buy assets.
Exactly.
You see? Man, today we're talking sense. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Today we on a row, my G.
Yeah,
G. I'm actually pissed out here, man, because I want to see more young, like 30-year-old millionaires.
Yeah.
Just it's not just us, bro.
There are a lot of us.
There has to be more and more and more.
Oh, yeah, and on that note, I've remembered. I want to do a shout out to a South African, you know, their brothers. Mm. They are called the FX Goats.
Oh, I know this people.
Yeah,
shout out to the goats.
Shout out to the goats, man. Shout out to the gods.
They're doing the most out there,
man. Doing. They've really helped people in South Africa. They also have they're providing classes for, you know, beginner investors. You can also visit their YouTube page, FX Goats.
You know how I do.
Yeah. Whichever platform, mm-hmm. maybe Chrome, you know, Phoenix, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just go do a shout out to them. They'll guide you on how to invest.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably in the next few years, you're going to be a goat too. So shout out to FX Goat for, you know, for always giving us, you know, tutorials, videos, also mentioning upcoming investors. And also want to do another shout out to Forex King. He's only 20, he's 21 years old. A 21 year old millionaire. A 24 year old Forex investor. He's from Birmingham, United Kingdom, and he's working his way up to the top list.
About Forex though, because we haven't talked about
Forex. Yeah, so Forex is something.
We're not going to talk about it a lot.
You're not going to talk about
let
it.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that are happening in Forex.
Bro. People are not really understanding what they are.
Even me, bro, I can't lie. I can't lie. There are some things I can't quite get my finger on, because I see, the other people who are using those trading platforms and using technical patches
mm-hmm.
to make their profits.
Yeah.
And you're trading by your hand.
Yes.
And these people is just putting a patch where it's making like 17 trades, losing 3 and making profits on all their there are companies out there that are factories, bro. Factories made by people
strictly for
Bitcoin mining.
Yeah.
Or cryptocurrency mining.
So
how do you compete with that
because
an individual? A whole factory that run on natural gas.
And probably you're doing it on your phone or laptop, you know.
And those ones, mining bitcoins takes a lot of internet.
It takes
a lot of electricity.
Yes.
Unless you're getting those things for free. You cannot do this, man. That's why these factories, when they're making them, they use the natural gas.
Yeah, because they don't want to pay. They don't. That's a loss to them.
Cooling system. Today, I was checking on a data factory. Data factory. This is in Yezikona. You know, when you're saving something on the cloud exists somewhere
else.
Physically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Physically, there's some place where everything yours is in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it's just a cloud?
A cloud.
No, these people are using those farms because they produce a lot of heat. And most of these data farms is located in a very cold country.
Uh-huh.
That heat, they trap it and use that heat in their houses. That was the most genius shit I've seen today, man.
A form of investment too.
But it needs a lot of capital.
Yeah,
right now
we're talking about
to the small scale investors.
Yeah. The startups. Yeah, you're going
to start somewhere, man. You have to start somewhere.
Atakama utaanze na kumine tu tutoa free. Just start somewhere.
Start.
You learn from
amass,
there.
Amass a lot of knowledge about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit exactly. down and be, let Google be your friend.
Yeah. We always say, learn from YouTube, then add an additional knowledge from Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how it is, man.
Yeah, so.
And that's how you make your money, and that's how you get rich. So if you want to stay rich,
invest.
And a wise man once said, it's easy to get rich. Huh? But it's hard to stay rich.
It is hard to stay rich, exactly.
It's very hard to stay rich. So, on that note, my name is Jimmy. On my Twitter handle, if you have any questions, my Jim, holla at me at @thefastimmortals_root. @fastimmortals_root on Twitter.
And I think this has been the longest podcast we've had, but it was productive at some point, you know.
Yeah, we talked sense.
But I don't have much to say since we already covered a lot, mm-hmm. but thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you also for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's always a pleasure. We're also going to have season 1 part 2 of the same investment. So we are going to call on a few people that we know can, you know, chip in with some ideas.
You know, when you holler at me, I'm going to be there. When the night calls, you call all your soldiers just to come and bro.
So thank you so much. You're welcome.